Hello, guys. Well, it was a long day, but a solid, successful day. A lot of moving parts with Vanga coming in late, and I think we did a good job getting him here from across the country. And as far as the draft goes, you know, I think it fell nicely for us. Zion Young, a big, physical, tough, really good, both run and pass defender who we had a chance to see this year at the Senior Bowl in person, talked to several times. He was here in Baltimore a couple weeks ago. Really fits what we want to be on defense. And Jacoby Lane's another guy that came into Baltimore recently, I think within the last 10 days. Really, really impressive kid to talk with. Large catch radius, phenomenal hands, big receiver, tested really well at the combine. Just a kind of player that we haven't had lately here. I think he offers a different dynamic. I think you guys probably know he was mentored by Todd Heap, who we've talked to. I think Todd's son was Jacoby's quarterback, which is kind of a cool story. And had the chance to get Todd in my office with Jacoby on a Zoom as he was getting on a plane to come back to Baltimore for the jersey unveiling. So that was kind of cool. So anyways, I think it was a good day. We addressed some significant needs that we had, and we're excited that we've got 8 picks coming up tomorrow. Questions?
Yeah, Eric, you did mention with Todd. I mean, how much, because again, I know you take input everywhere you can get it, but how much does, you know, getting a guy that's known one of your prospects since he was like 13 years old, How much does that impact kind of your decision-making?
Well, you know, so I wasn't aware of the relationship initially, and when Jacoby told me and he said, let me get him on the phone, and I was a little skeptical that Todd, he said, let me FaceTime. I was a little skeptical that Todd might pick up. But I thought it was like a good litmus test, and he picked up right away, and they started talking, and he said, guess where I am, and he showed the screen to me, and Todd saw me, and Todd said, I'm ironically at the airport coming to Baltimore, and so we talked after that for a while, and it was great. And that does carry weight. These guys kind of know the fabric of this place and the culture that we have here and what's been established. And guys like Todd were a big part of that. And so when players reach out, it means a lot. And I've had a couple other players reach out tonight about the picks, a couple guys that know some of our guys. And that does carry weight because those guys have played here. And, you know, we know that all those guys want to see, the Ravens, the Legends, they want to see us do well. So when they endorse a player, that carries a lot of weight.
Sure. It seemed like there was a lot of reporting about how many of the bigger wide receivers that were in this draft had visited with you guys during the pre-draft process. Mm-hmm. Was that just a coincidence, or did you kind of go into this draft wanting to make a commitment to finding like the X receiver that I know you talked about kind of wanting for the longer?
I think that's, you know, Jonas, by design to a degree. You know, we were trying to find different type of players, right? You don't want to have all big guys, all small guys, right? All guys that play inside, all guys that can play outside. So the idea would be to really build out a room that's versatile and can do different things. And Coach Doyle, I think, and Kerry Colbert, those guys did a phenomenal job of evaluating players this year and really presenting their vision for what these guys could be and how those guys would fit and how those guys would help us. And I know that as the person that has to make the ultimate decision, that's really, really helpful to get their input, to kind of get a sense for how they're going to fit and what they think they can become. And, you know, Jacoby was a player that I think our coaches were excited about, our scouts really liked, and we just think that he's a ball of clay with a lot of upside, who has unique catching ability and unique size. And I think that I think Lamar's going to like throwing the ball to him. And I think he's got a chance to really make an impact on this team at some point.
Do you think, you know, just kind of watching Lamar develop over his 8 years here, you know, he's typically been a guy who's been able to find the open guy and get to him pretty quickly. Not a lot of, like, jump balls that you see, you know, some other quarterbacks throw. Is that kind of a realm of his game that you are excited to maybe open up to him with someone of Jacoby's size and speed?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, listen, this guy's proven. I mean, just watch his catches. He's 6'4", over 205 pounds. He jumps 40 inches, right? That's not many guys can do that unless they're playing in, you know, in the NBA. He's got great ball skills, huge hands. And, you know, I think any quarterback would like throwing a ball to a guy like him. I think Lamar is going to be excited when he sees him. And I think Jacoby is going to earn the trust of Lamar, and he's going to be a player that can be counted on to make big plays.
Jesse, what excites you most about Zion and the traits that he's bringing in? What kind of separates him from some of the other edge rushers that you have already?
Yeah, Zion is a rugged, tough, physical player. I think he's just scratching the surface of what he can be as a player. I think there's a ton of upside there. Love his play style. He plays extremely hard. He plays extremely physical. You know, is very powerful in the run game, meaning like when he strikes blocks, they go the other way. When people pull on him and he strikes them, it's a train wreck. He's also proven to be – I thought he made major improvements this year as a pass rusher, something he took a lot of pride in this year, improving in that area. I do think he has ability to rush up and down the line, so he's got some versatility there, particularly as you get into third down and you want to put different guys in different spots. You know, you want to have different types of rushers, and you look at that room now, that's a really versatile room that I couldn't be more excited about. Same thing with the receiver room. You talk about Jacoby. You want guys that have different traits, different types of matchups. Look at the DB room, the receiver room. You just want different types of guys. You don't want everybody to be the same. And so when you look at the guys we picked up, they fit what we're trying to do.
Jesse, in the past, some of the better Ravens teams have just been really big, like big guys everywhere. That was something Daniel Jeremiah was saying at the combine, that when they're at their best, they're big everywhere. You get Venga first round, big, Zion Young obviously big, and then you get a big receiver. Has that been, not just the receiver, but just overall across the board, has that been a trend, getting a little bigger and more physical throughout the roster?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I do think certain positions like size, the traits that you're looking for, when you do look at the history of this place and the teams that have been really good, and especially on the defensive side of the ball, you know, when you look at the edge guys that have really thrived here, guys like that have been really good. Certainly on the offensive line, you know, you're looking for a combination of size and athleticism, which we definitely think Venga has. And then, as Eric mentioned, just getting a different type of target, you know, for Lamar, a big guy, a big X-type receiver. When you watch this guy in the red zone make catches, you know, that's a vision that our coaches were like, man, we could really, you know, take advantage of that. So, you know, I think you're always looking for the best players. Oftentimes, I do think size, you know, is a requisite to be a really good player. So we're definitely always looking for the best available.
Jesse, when you think just like how rushers play in the NFL, you know, last year, obviously, you had Thule, who doesn't have a great burst, but he still was a double-digit sack guy and able to condense that pocket. Just what do you think about that particular skill set plays in the modern NFL?
Yeah, there's a lot of quarterbacks. There's so many different types of quarterbacks right now, but I would say that one of the things that's just showing up over and over again is these guys' ability to extend plays and get out of the pocket. And so you want to have a combination of guys that can win one-on-one, that you can give them some freedom, and then you want the guys that can really constrict everything and keep them in the pocket. And so I think we have a really good blend now. You got guys that can rush inside and cover for some of the guys outside that can do those different types of things. Some of the stuff we had success with the three or four edges that we had last year in LA. So, again, love the look of that room. Love what we've done to that room, you know, in the last couple months. And excited to get those guys out there and get ready to work.
Eric, what is not taking a center to this point an indication that you like your internal options, or just – you feel good about the depth in the center class and you feel like you can get one on day three?
Well, you can't make them up, right? I mean, you can't just create a center, Jeff, out of the sky and say, oh, let's take this guy. So, you know, the board has to fall a certain way. We do have some guys we like on the third day that we think are interesting players. A couple guys got picked, right? A couple good players, but there's more available. We do have centers on the roster. I think we got three centers on the roster right now. So there is going to be a competition. Hopefully, I think we'll have the chance to get some good players tomorrow. If the center ends up being the highest rated guy and we're on the clock, then that'll be the pick. If he's not, then that probably won't be the pick. But, yeah, I mean, it's something that you go into the draft with a lot of different needs. We've only had three picks, so it's kind of hard for us to fill every single need with three picks. I think tomorrow's a new day. We're excited about it. I think tomorrow's, we always call it the scout's day, because we got opportunities to kind of go after some of those guys maybe that are under the radar. I thought last year we did a good job with some of those guys that we took in the third day, and I'm confident that we'll do the same thing again tomorrow.
Eric, along the same lines, there was a bit of a run on tight ends today. What do you like about maybe what's left there tomorrow?
Yeah, so they come in all different shapes and sizes. You know, you got your guys that can move a little bit, your H-back types, you got your Ys, you got your Fs. We are fortunate we have two tight ends on the roster right now that we feel really good about. Definitely would expect us to probably draft a tight end tomorrow at some point with 8 picks. You'd think that we'll have a chance to at least add 1 or 2 guys. There certainly was a run today. You know, it's like it's a blessing and a curse when you're at 45 and you don't pick again until 80. You get a guy that you have at 45, you have him as a first round type of player, and then you see all these tight ends get picked between 45 and 80. So it's challenging, right? But I think we did get a playmaker on offense in Jacoby that we're really, really excited about, who brings something different to the table. And I think our challenge tomorrow will be able to go after other players that we think bring something unique to the table for us.
You mentioned that you heard from other players about some of your picks. Did you talk to Nate Wiggins before the draft about Zion, and have you heard from him since?
So I didn't really talk to Nate before the draft about Zion. We spoke a little bit about Clemson guys. I wasn't even aware of the connection between Zion and Nate, but I did certainly hear from Nate after the pick. I got a barrage of text messages, and he's super excited. So it's great when you get that excitement from your players about players that you're bringing in, or, you know, as I said, legends of the, you know, who played here that are excited about our players and our picks. It's just, I think, speaks to, you know, in some ways the culture that we have here, that, you know, players that played here feel comfortable reaching out to us to tell us that they think it's a good pick or a bad pick, maybe. But the fact that that line of communication is open, I think, is special.
Eric, are you guys is Zion in kind of a wait and see mode with that pending DWI charge? Have you gotten any info on where that stands?
Yeah, I mean, we think we do a good job getting information, I think we're comfortable with it. So that's what I would say about that.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.